Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to another season of Witchy Wellness Radio. And to kick this season off, episode 101, Anxious to Aligned, with yours truly, Lauren Chalantani, as the guest. And my handsome and very charismatic partner, David, is the host today. He has promised to be good, and he has held court very well. I'm so excited for you guys to listen to today's episode. But before we jump in, I wanted to take a second. My new course, Anxious to Aligned, has finally launched. I'm so excited. We talk more in depth about the course in today's episode, my story of how I created the course. And I thought for this next season, every episode, I was going to read a new review of a past student who has taken Anxious to Align. So today's review is from Dr. Judy Roche. Her company is called Creating a Seat Consulting Group. Dr. Judy says, "It has helped me with taking control of my fears in moments when I'm experiencing anxiety. Taking time out of the mornings and visualizing has helped me so much to focus on how my day will align with my own goals that I've set for myself. This course is an absolute must-have." So if you guys are interested in learning more, head over to anxioustoaligned.com. That'll be in the show notes. And I will mention this in the episode you're about to listen to. But for the next week, until next Monday, July 26th at 11:59 p.m. EST, I am giving you, all you beautiful listeners, 30% off of the course. So please use Witchy, W-I-C-T-H-Y, 30, so 30, so it's Witchy 30, and I'll put that in the show notes, to get 30% off Anxious to Aligned until Monday, July 26th. So without further ado, please enjoy this episode with me, Lauren, Anxious to Align number 101, with our special guest host, David.
Lauren is a self-proclaimed recovering perfectionist, podcaster of the top health and wellness show, Witchy Wellness Radio, and a holistic coach. So I'm here today to host Witchy Wellness Radio to showcase the wonderful Lauren and the new and exciting work she's bringing to the world today. She has just launched her new epic online course, Anxious to Align, where she teaches you the three-step process of how to transform your fears into a life of freedom. So many women feel like they are all doing the right thing, but they're left more anxious, unhappy, and unhealthy. Their anxiety freezes them in fear and stuck on the never-ending hamster wheel of feeling overwhelmed and procrastination. Lauren's mission, which might sound very similar to the show's, is to empower women to realize that their emotions, and yes, even anxiety, their bodies are not in the way, but they're leading the way to the dream life that they deserve. Please welcome longtime host and first-time guest, Lauren Chalantani, to the show.
Thank you so much, David, for hosting the show today. And for those of you who are very confused, David is the so-called partner I always talk about. And when I wanted to come on the show and be the guest, the first person I could think of is David. And somehow I convinced him, and somehow he told me, he promised me he would be good. And not overly irreverent, but we just started, so who knows? Thank you, David, for that wonderful introduction.
I know nothing of what you're speaking, but so Lauren, tell us about your backstory. How did you get to being the host of Witchy Wellness Radio, and where did the journey go from there that brought you to Anxious to Align?
Cool. Yeah. I would love to jump into this. And I share bits and pieces of my story as I relate to the guests that come on the show. But first and foremost, this show was created out of my own healing journey, out of me looking for answers, of for me knowing that there was something more to life where I was. And the reason why I started that really began over a decade ago when I was in my college graduation in the ceremony and I had my first ever panic attack. And that led to years of looming anxiety where it just, every day felt like I was on the verge of another panic attack. And anybody who's been there knows that is no fun at all. It's debilitating, really. And, long story short, that happened and I started researching ways to be healthier. Watch a few health documentaries, cut into plant-based eating and all the green smoothies, yoga, which is still, big part of my life and how David and I met, and worked out every single day. And I did every single thing outside of myself. I would, all the superfoods, anything and everything. Just like the intro said, I was doing all of the things, but I still internally felt unhealthy, unsure, and just overwhelmed. And my journey really came to a halt when I found myself going through a divorce. Now, spoiler alert, I am with somebody, a dream partner now, but during the time, that really, really, really focused and made me focus rather on searching internally. Because up until that point, I was doing all the things, all the healthy things like green smoothies and yoga are great. And everybody here listening is, into all that too. But at the end of the day, I started to realize that the beliefs that I had, the thoughts that I was thinking over and over and over again, affected the actions that I took, and therefore I was creating a reality. And somebody who's going through a breakup or a divorce or anything that's really life-changing or a health crisis realizes that, okay, if you're into kind of the woo stuff that I am in and law of attraction, and realize what did I do to get myself to this place? Not out of a place of judgment, but you have to take that responsibility to getting yourself to that point. And for me, I knew it was simple, just like I've been leading up to this point, that I knew that all the kale in the world could not save me at this point, even though I still continue to eat that stuff. But I knew if I truly wanted to change, I had to change from the inside out. And I was done searching externally for that internal problem. So over the little over more than half a decade now and growing, I, embarked on my sojourn of travel, of exploration, of learning and training on how to transform our own fears into freedom, and really tapped into what the subconscious is and the kind of the nerdy sciencey side of that, and how that is so powerful in any change that you make in your life, but how that's responsible for the thoughts that you think, the actions that you take, and the beliefs that you have that you don't even realize that you have. And I've done crazy things like, and David's been there with me, I think the longest standing meditation, and David, correct me if I'm wrong, was it like 6 hours?
6 to 7, yes.
Yeah, that was hard. I walked a tightrope. I became a yoga teacher, and one of the craziest things is I rappelled down a 35-story building, which is nothing like me, but all of those things were me pushing myself, pushing that boundary to challenge my own beliefs about myself and what I was capable of, to show me that we can really, really do anything when we harness the power of our minds, harness the power of our subconscious. And through that journey, I created the show and it has been my baby for the over 3.5 years now, I think. And it has grown and it has shown me again and again what consistent action every single day, those base hits, not home runs, base hits will take you. And I think in life, we and myself included, thank goodness, David reminds me all the time to celebrate how far we've come and celebrate who we are. And sometimes it's hard when we have these little base hits every day, but when we show up and take that consistent action, you can change your life and you can change your life from the inside out. And while I love meditating, maybe not for 6 hours every day, but a good hour and a half, 2 hours meditation, I realized that that's not for everybody. So out of all of my research and traveling and training that I did, I really tried to crack that code on how can we change our lives? How can we step out of the state of inhibiting anxiousness and anxiety? And how can we stay focused and take that consistent action and help yourself find that peace of mind in that present moment? So very long story short, I now call my anxiety my new bestie, besides David. Sorry, David. and I really try pushing myself and being fearless in the pursuit of manifesting health, wealth, and happiness. And I think that answers a question. You know my story. Please, any follow-up questions, let me know. It's weird being the guest and not the host.
Well, getting back to the course, sweetheart. So you created this course, Anxious to Align. And you're essentially working with people to not only recognize their triggers and anxiety, but how to tell that nagging voice, you know, hey, you're not in control. So I guess maybe share with us some of the, we're not asking you to throw the baby out with the bathwater here and give us the secret recipe, but, you know, what can people expect as they begin to start your course, you know, and, you know, maybe what are some of the long-term results that you've seen as a result of it?
Yeah, of course. Thank you for asking. The first thing I would say is when I was during my own healing journey, searching for answers in my own life, when I looked at courses or books or podcasts or whatever about anxiety, every time I would search, it would always be these negative connotations like conquer your anxiety, dominate your thoughts. And I'm like, okay, if I truly believe in this law of attraction thing, you know, there are no good or bad emotions, just what emotions are more aligned or feel good, the feel good emotions are more aligned with my highest potential or my dream life. And the not so good feeling emotions are telling me that I'm not so much aligned with that. So my viewpoint about anxiety, anxiousness, to begin with, is a lot different than a lot of people's. And the fact that I call, you know, my anxiety my best friend, because our anxiety is there, just like any other emotion, to show us or give us a message, rather, to tell us something. And that's simply it. And if we truly feel that emotion, I think, I want to say it's under a minute. If you truly feel emotion, it's only there for 30 seconds to a minute. Anything after that, your thoughts and your beliefs are basically recreating that emotion and that feeling in your head. So my thought was, this is kind of my theory, is anxiety always comes when we are stepping onto that edge. Like when I shared this story way back at the beginning of Witchy Wellness Radio, but I'll share it again. When I was at this meditation retreat, one of the challenges was to take what we practice off the meditation mat into the real world, or more so the extreme world. And the challenge was to literally go over the edge, to rappel down this 35-story building. And we do a meditation to prepare ourselves on the way up, and we're focused. And I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to become one with the building. You know, the building is standing strong. I am fine. I will go down it. I will just look straight ahead. I can do this. Well, I get hooked up to the harness, and the wonderful team of people that was running it were, you know, walking me through the steps of how to rappel down and move the ropes through the gears and all that kind of stuff and safety issues. And then right before I was able to go down the wall, he said that in order to start going down, I had to be weighed into the system. So the pulleys and the ropes were at the right tautness or tightness for my weight. But in order to do this, I had to lean all the way back with my arms straight out. So basically lean over this edge 35 stories up on a building without holding on to anything. And that is when, this was very interesting, for the first time in my life, I could hear the thoughts of my anxiety. I could hear the thoughts of my ego before I could feel the emotion come through. And yes, the emotion did come through very strong, as it should. But moral of the story are those thoughts that were trying to stop me from doing this. The thoughts were, oh, you know, you made it up this far. You would have never even considered doing this. You made it all the way up the elevator, out to the top story of the building. You know, you can just give up now. It's fine. But also the other thought was like, bleepity bleep, no, I'm not doing this. Like, this is not safe. You know, what if I fall? What if I blah, 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 blah. But these anxious thoughts, these worries, these ego thoughts or emotions are there to tell me that I'm close to that edge, that I'm going into a situation that might not be safe. I'm going into a situation that is unknown. And to your ego, it's there to protect you. So you have this sense of self, so you won't just walk into five lanes of traffic or maybe jump off that building. It's there to protect you. And I say this extreme story because in day-to-day life, it's the same exact thing. It doesn't matter if you're rappelling down a 35-story building or going skydiving or trying to start your own podcast or ask somebody on a date. It doesn't matter. Those things, your anxiety is going to pop up when you are pushing yourself past the point that you know that's in your realm of known. It gets uncomfortable.
So I like where you're going with this, you know, and like, you know, we kind of, you know, kind of live life to that proverb, there are mountains beyond mountains. And, you know, for those of you out there that aren't aware of it, it's a Haitian proverb. And essentially it means beyond every mountain, there's a mountain. So you can either get in line, you know, you can either take control of your anxiety and let it control you. And, you know, we say around the house as well, like, you know, you are a victim or you are a Viking of your circumstances. And, from what I know, but from also from what you've shared, Lauren, that, you know, you truly have found the secret sauce of self-empowerment to become a Viking. So I guess maybe kind of break down what people are going to expect, you know, kind of step by step.
Yeah, thank you. You are doing wonderful, by the way, dear. You are guiding and herding me just like our dog Shanti does to us when we're going for walks. Yeah, so thank you, dear, for redirecting me. I wanted to preface it with that story because, you know, through those examples, I really learned this three-step process that I have deployed in my own life and that you've heard all about, but also am now helping other women do the same thing. And it's a three-step simple process. You don't have to meditate all day long. You don't have to rappel down a 35-story building. But basically, this process is three-step process is learning how to refocus your anxiety, be able to flow through fear, and then be able to live your dream life that you're really meant to live, that you deserve to live. And this first step is focusing your anxiety and realizing, like I said before, anxiety is leading your way to your dream life. It's just an emotion. It's just a messenger. And so much of the time, we feel so held back and crippled by this. And of course, we think of it as a negative emotion. Of course, we think of it as a negative experience. But at the end of the day, it's showing you where to heal, where to grow, where that next potential is to propel you forward to bigger and better and greater. And I want to start off talking about this, asking you guys a question. And you know, think about it now, maybe write it down and think about it over the next week. But is there something that you have felt inhibited from fear or maybe anxiety that you want to implement in your life, but you just haven't? I want you guys to take a minute to like tune into that. And a lot of the time, we end up being more afraid of it working out than it not working out. And so when I'm going to about go through this three-step process, but I want you guys to realize that so much of the time we feel like anxiety or fear is holding us back, but it's really the potential or the catapult or the slingshot that's there to help propel us forward, because no energy can be created or destroyed. It can just be changed or transmuted. And, you know, to ask that question again in a different way, how many times have you guys had that spark of ambition to do something or change something, got really inspired, and then all of a sudden your anxiety shuts it down? I mean, I still do this. And this is why I created this three-step simple process, so that you can catch yourself before you wreck yourself. Or when you wreck yourself, that's fine. You pick yourself up, get back up, and go again. But back to what I was saying, the first step is flowing through fear. And that's alignment. And a lot, that's kind of a hot word, especially if you're listening to Witchy Wellness Radio. You probably have heard people on here talk about it. Other health and wellness podcasts talk about it. But it's really making or creating this state of being in the now, of being present. And to quote Albert Einstein, we can't solve our problems with the same thinking that we use to create them, that created them. So alignment can look different for every person. It can look different every day for you, but it can be things like yoga. I love having a good dance party, cuddling with your dog, you know, meditating, breath work, anything that allows you to be present in your body right now. And that kind of explains the yoga high or the runner's high and why we love those things, because they allow us to detach from the past, allow us to stop worrying about the future and just be here now. And why that is super important is that's how we can tap into the potential of our subconscious. And what's subconscious? Well, do you guys ever, maybe not so much during quarantine, but when you're driving in your car, maybe home from work or home from your parents or someplace that you just go to regularly, and you're off in la-la land, and all of a sudden you realize you're home, or you're almost home, but the whole time you were thinking about something else, or maybe you're on the phone with your mom and your best friend, and you almost turn autopilot on. Well, that is alignment. That is you in a trance state. Your subconscious knows that route so much, knows how to drive so easily, that is completely programmed to take over so that you can do something else, like talk to your mom or daydream about your next yoga vacation trip, whatever you think about. And which means that when we can tap into that subconscious, we can tap into the trance state, which is another way of saying alignment, for new thoughts, feelings, and even experiences, they can become the new autopilot driver for your life.
So this autopilot that you're speaking of, you know, a lot of people have the idea that the more you do, the more, right? You know, and, you know, in these circumstances, sometimes sometimes less is more, or, you know, that there's this tendency to over effort. So let's try and kind of contain, you know, the answer, like, how do you propose that people are able to narrow their focus? And if, you know, or as yogis refer to it, as a drishti, you know, how does this program help to create that sense of presence?
Yeah. Thank you for asking that, David, because myself included, all the recovering perfectionists out there, you know, you think about doing more means that you will get more. And that's not always the state, the case. And when I talk about alignment, when I talk about trance, it's to prepare you to get into the right level of consciousness so that you can tune into your intuition to know where to take action. Not all of the action, just the right action. And how you can get into the state is simple things. Just thinking about what you loved to do as a kid. Because we are completely in our subconscious until we are, I think, about 8 or 9 years old. And for me, it's dancing or swimming. Some type of activity that's usually free and simple that you can bring yourself to that present moment. And the reason why this is so important is so that we know how to refocus the anxiety so that we don't do all the things. Because just like the cycle of life, just like cycle of nature or the moon or the tides or the seasons, you know, we don't bloom all year long. We can't just go. Resting is productive too. And learning how to trust yourself on to take the right action. And the second part of this process is, like I said, to refocus your anxiety is after we feel that presence, after we feel aligned, we can refocus on how we really want to feel. And this is probably just as important. We know how we don't want to feel. And that was especially the case for my journey. And I don't want to feel anxious. I don't want to feel like I have a panic attack every single day. I don't want to feel depressed. For me, you know, I started the health journey because I didn't like the way that I looked. I don't want to feel bigger. I don't want to feel tired every day. I don't want to be angry all the time. Just as important to know and understand how you do want to feel. So if you are working on maybe a weight loss journey, how would you feel if you lost that weight in your body? Would you feel more grounded? Would you feel lighter, more freedom? Would you feel proud of yourself? And these are really crucial for you to be able to tune inward so that after you are present and aligned, you can take decisions throughout the day and take actions so that you can start feeling that way now and start to retrain your brain to automatically start searching and hit that autopilot to feel better. And the third step is simple. And you might think it might be too simple because all it is just live your life. So we have those first steps to raise our consciousness or our awareness up so that we can see the bigger picture. And then from there, we can take these aligned actions to focus on how we want to feel. And the third step is just to do it, live your life and realize that things are going to come up. Life's going to trigger you. Even your partner may trigger you and that's okay. But that's all coming up for you to heal, for you to let go of, and for you to keep refocusing on how you want to feel and refocusing on that alignment. And it's really that simple. And, you know, David mentioned before, my new online course, Anxious to Align, just launched this past week. And I go through in much greater detail these three steps in my own process. And I include morning and evening visualizations and step-by-step questions. And when you're feeling a certain way, and we talk about the power of emotions and how you can climb that ladder to feel better and better each day. And yeah, the biggest thing, the reason why I created this is that I wanted other women to feel confident, to be empowered by their emotions, by their bodies, and especially their anxiety, and to ask them, to challenge them of what would it mean if you fearlessly take the steps towards how you want to feel. Because a lot of the times it's not about the end goal of manifesting the dream partner or the dog or the career or the bank account. You're looking for those core feelings that are underneath that. And yes, the partner will come along. It's true. David's here hosting the show for me, or the dog, or the money. But at the end of the day, we love searching for that contrast of, oh, I'm still single. Where is that person? Or, oh, look at my bills or the lack of money in my bank account. We still, with unchecked subconscious beliefs, we still focus on that lack. And what this course does is help you focus on the abundance of life and the abundance of how you feel, but also retrain your brain, retrain your actions and your life with three simple steps daily so that you can live that dream life now. And it will show up, but I want you guys to live and feel that life today and not feel inhibited and held back of your circumstances.
I like what you're saying. I like what you're saying. And so, you know, just to kind of recap and, you know, let's see if I've, you know, if I've been paying attention. You know, so essentially, you know, obviously gratitude is the highest form of way that you can live. And that only comes by being present. So, you know, through these, you know, through these, you know, daily exercises and routines, you know, it seems like it's another way of anchoring you to the moment. It's another way of, you know, because, and we've talked about this, and for the people out there, the idea of anxiety or regret kind of being your guideline, this almost like cartoonish, like little devil and angel on opposite shoulders talking to you and, you know, kind of pulling you away from that moment. So this course works to get you through it. At least to give you the tools to, you know, to no longer just be a witness, but, you know, to be a Viking and, you know, tame it into shape. When do you recommend people sign up for this, Lauren? You know, do you think that it's, you know, somebody should come to this with like a looming problem in their head? Or, you know, do you think it would be, you know, also as well received if, you know, people are in a good status quo, but just looking to be, you know, take a walk on the wild side, see what's on the other side of the margin?
I would say definitely all of the above, because there's never the perfect time for change. And what I know David and I promote in our own lives and in our relationship together is this continuous quest or continuous growth. Not because we're not good enough, because we always know that there's more to be unfolded, more to discover. And we always will have an excuse, even when times are good, that I don't have enough time, I've got too much going on, you know, X, Y, Z. But at the end of the day, if you guys seriously want to change your life in any area, whether it's relationships, career, health, abundance, there's no better time but right now, because I truly believe when we change, when we up-level our own lives, that ripples out endlessly into the universe, to the world, to your friend circle, to your families, and that in itself ripples out. And the quote that I have lived my life by for probably the past decade is, you know, if I want to change the world, I have to change myself first. And that's the core, one of the core tenets of why I feel like I need to create this course and this podcast is to help inspire and empower other people to take responsibility to being the best version of themselves. And this is like heavy stuff. This is life-changing stuff, but it doesn't mean it has to be serious. You know, it's about having more fun, Because life's supposed to be fun.
Well, to your point, you know, I think that adversary, whether it is, you know, whether it is internally or externally, will introduce you to yourself. And that, you know, that opportunity to come up against yourself and, you know, see, you know, I guess, you know, to sound like an old man, but to see, like, you know, see what you're made of, do you back down to the challenge, or do you stand up to it? And, you know, as we're talking here, you know, of one of my favorite JFK quotes comes to mind, and it's, if not us, who, if not now, when? And obviously the last part is the more applicable part. If not now, then when? You know, you don't need to wait until New Year's Eve to make that resolution to put down that drink, or, you know, change your eating habits, or, you know, treat yourself or people around you a little more kindly. It's, you know, it's in the moment. It's in the moment. Make it not with the attachment of completion. Make it with the, you know, with the attachment of getting through today, which i.e. is, you know, what this is all about, and just being more present. So very, very, very interesting stuff, Lauren. How can listeners learn more about Anxious to Align and this exciting three-step process?
Yeah, well, everything will be linked in the show notes, as any good podcaster will do. But if you want to head over to the website, anxioustoaligned.com, everything will be linked in the show notes. But there, well, we'll have, you know, a review of all what I talked about. If you have any questions, shoot me an email at info@laurencialentani.com, which I'll put in the show notes as well. For Witchy Wellness Radio listeners, until next Monday, I'm going to be doing a 30% off of the course, because I believe in this course so much, and I love all you Witchy Wellness listeners so much. I want to give you the opportunity to change your life. And I'll link all that in the show notes below. But I wanted to ask you guys a few questions, and to really more so challenge you in your own beliefs. If success was inevitable, what would your life look like? How is that different than your life looks like right now? And if success was inevitable, what would you be able to do? And how good would that feel? And what feels exciting if success was inevitable for you? And what feels like holding you back right now? And yes, success is inevitable for you guys, every single one of us. And by me saying that and asking those questions, if that brings up doubt, if that brings up anger, if that brings up anything where you're like, okay, Lauren, sure, you're just saying that. But I really want you to challenge your beliefs about your life and what you're meant for. Because you truly are meant for more. You are meant to live the dream life, or more than you can ever imagine. And if you guys feel like success or change isn't possible for you, I want to leave you with this little bit, albeit dramatic, example. But if you had to learn a new language in the next 6 months, or you would die, what would you do? I don't think you would try to learn this language. I think you would make a decision to learn it, and you would do it, right? And this is the difference. In any change of life, you can either try to do something or decide to do it. It might not look linear, but you would just do it. You would tell all your family, you would research all the courses, you would practice, you would immerse yourself in this. So you would learn the language. What's different in any area of your life right now that you want to change? Because at the end of the day, it's not just about your anxiety. It's not just about your fear or whatever's holding you back. It's about being who you are truly meant to be. And I want this for every single one of you guys. And it's been my passion the past half decade longer to bring people on here to show you that example of what greatness for people looks like, of what healing, what love and abundance looks like. And I want that for each and every single one of you guys. And if you feel called to do this, I want you guys to check out anxioustoalign.com. I'm going to be doing a monthly free masterclass where I'm actually teaching free principles from this course that you guys can take actionable steps on today, because I want everybody here to live their dream life and their fullest potential. But, you know, if you have any questions, shoot me an email, you know, leave me a comment. I would love to hear from you guys. And I just wanted to remind you guys that your anxiety, your emotions, your body, the situations where you feel that are holding you back are the gateway to your dreams, not inhibiting you from them.
Thank you, Lauren. So before we close the show today, is there anything else that you want to share?
Oh, man, time flies when you're having fun, dear.
Yes, it does.
Okay, yes, well, it does. I guess what I would say is two things. That last example I gave of learning a new language in 6 months, to tie into that, if you truly implemented the things that we talked about today, or the things that I help you with in Anxious to Aligned course, the next 30 days, where could you be in your life? What would change? And lastly, think about your life 5 years from now. What do you want for yourself? And what do you want your life to look like and feel like? And before we close the show, I will leave you guys with that. I want to give you like a little bit tactical information about Anxious to Align. We talked about all the feelings and why the feelings and emotions are important today, which is crucial. But the course itself is a 6-week online course, completely self-study, completely your own pace, where I break down over the 6 weeks into bite-sized chunks how to transform your own fears into freedom. And the first week, we talk about a lot of what we talked about today. We talk about alignment. What does that mean? How to make a commitment and stick with it. Because this course, you get lifetime access to, because it's designed each time you come up against yourself. Each time you want to manifest something new in your life, you're able to reapply these principles, continuing the daily action to make that change. So the first week, we decide on what area of your life you want to focus on, because anxiety can feel all encompassing. And I want to keep this simple. I want to keep it easy. I want to keep it fun. And the second week is all about alignment and emotions, what we talked about today in more in depth, in that process of why those two things are the missing puzzle pieces you've been looking for in your own growth and your own transformation. And the third week, we learn all about the 3-step daily practice to build the awareness of your emotions to transform your life, and why we will be practicing this for the next 21 days. And 21 days is a very magical number, being able to program your subconscious to be on autopilot. And of course, this all sounds dandy. Things are going to come up. So the rest of the program is dedicated to being able to tune in to those triggers and heal them and let go. So week 4 is about inner child and how to connect to that subconscious part of you. That's where the inner child lives, and learn how to move forward and not self-sabotage again. Week 5 is learning to let go and to focus. And I know letting go can be a trigger for a lot of people, but it's really the practice of forgiveness and learning how to transmute how you don't want to feel into how you do want to feel. And week 6 is like the juicy cherry on top of this 6-week Sunday course. It's manifesting your dream, how to balance those small and big goals day to day, how to take those actions. And just like David said earlier, behind every mountain is another mountain, how to continually climb that mountain to be that Viking or that victor and not the victim in your own life. And yeah, I would love to see you guys there. And I'll leave you guys with this. I see this as two choices. you can listen to the show, feel inspired, be like, oh, hey, I got to know a little bit more about Lauren, the host of this cool show. But you do nothing and continue to let your fears freeze your goals and drain you of your life energy. And you're just left wondering if something would have been possible. And the second choice is to start in your own fearless pursuit of befriending your anxiety and taking those consistent actions each day towards how you want to feel and actually retrain your brain to your dream life. So thank you so much, David, for having me. I know I'm a little bit long-winded of a guest, but you did a wonderful job hosting me.
Oh, well, listen, thank you. Thank you for sharing. And I'm glad that the rest of the world gets to see what I see and gets to hear the sweet beauty that is you. So thank you for having me on, and sign up, guys. It's life-changing. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.